call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are none, thank you.
Move to approve.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the July 14th, 2022 meeting.
And Mr. Chairman, unless there are any changes, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes from July 14th.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the meeting of July 14, 2022 as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Not voting because I wasn't here.
Carried, 4-0. Ms. Hoy Stevenson not voting because she was not here. Thank you. Okay, our next item, other business. First item of other business is Site Plan 22-03 Steiner Road Industrial Park Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the lands of Steiner Land LLC and Del Star LLC for the construction of a concrete central mixing and proportioning plant and a building materials recycling and sorting facility. An existing 50-foot wide perpetual cross access easement will serve as the access for both parcels. The proposed projects also share the same stormwater management facilities. The parcels are a total of 15 acres more or less and are located on the east side of Steiner Road, Sussex County Road 320, approximately 1,060 feet south of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, with approximately 486 feet of frontage on Steiner Road. The tax parcels are District 135, Map 16, Parcel 23.05 and 23.06. The zoning is HI1, Heavy Industrial Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals, and if the Commission desires to act favorably on this plan, final approvals are requested to be made by staff. Thank you.
All right, I make a motion to approve S2203 Steiner Road Industrial Park with final to be by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for Site Plan 22-03 Steiner Road Industrial Park as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 22-16 Village Center Commercial Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a commercial center to be located on an 11.65 acre portion of a parcel on the corner of Kings Highway Route 9 and Gills Neck Road, Sussex County Route 267. The Sussex County Council approved change of zone 1802 at its meeting of Tuesday, December 13th, 2016, through ordinance number 2480. The final site plan, the revised preliminary site plan includes one 1,800 square foot commercial building, four 4,800 square feet commercial buildings, three 13,000 square feet commercial buildings, and one 15,000 square foot commercial building, with parking, roads, green areas, and other site improvements. The applicant has submitted a written request to allow 81 parking spaces to be located in the front yard setback. The site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Also included in your packet was some conditions that were agreed upon with the County Engineering Department and the engineer. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 12, Parcel 3, portion of the Zoning's B1 Neighborhood Business Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
The one thing I did not see in the packet, and maybe I missed it, was a letter from DelDOT saying that they were okay with the parking in the front yard setback.
So because this is preliminary at this stage, we wouldn't ask for written confirmation of that, but we could certainly make that a requirement of final if the commission was so minded to grant it. The applicant is working with DelDOT. To circle back on Mrs. Scott's point about groundwater, and there were as a discussion that staff have had with the applicant's engineers in relation to groundwater and in terms of the amount of impervious cover, I could also confirm that Mr. Medlars is here to answer any questions that the commission may have on that aspect, but we could certainly make final contingent, final by commission, and upon receipt of specific confirmation from DelDOT confirming no objection to parking in the front yard setback.
So. That would be the only way I would. I read the engineering letter, so I was okay with that. They seemed like they're on top of that one. Good. Truthfully, I don't really see a reason why they should have parking in the front yard setback. They've got plenty of land. They can move the whole thing back. But anybody else have other questions?
No, I don't.
Thoughts on
this? If DelDOT's okay with it, I'm good with it.
So make it. My problem with this is that, again, if we say, sure, fine, do it, DelDOT says okay, then the next person's going to come in and say, well, they got to do it.
That's true.
But it's not a precedent. Each case is individual.
They put in their letter, everybody else got to do it. So.
There are two options. The two options, Mr. Chairman, is we bring it back upon receipt of specific documentation from DelDOT relating to this point, or we make final by commission and contingent upon receipt of a letter from DelDOT specifically relating to this point. So there's two options.
I would just suggest that you go with the second, only because I don't want DelDOT to say, well, it's not even preliminary yet, therefore we're not going to review it. I mean, they might or they may not. I just don't want to get them sort of stuck in that road to nowhere.
Okay. I would say my discussions with DelDOT were that they were trying to work something out, but they hadn't come to an agreement on that. Yeah. So, okay. So the second one was that we say it comes back to us and they have to have a letter from DelDOT saying that this is okay.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
We can execute that.
So. And that it would have to come back to you all rather than staff.
Yes.
Yeah. Or in other words, just leave out the part about staff upon receipt of all agency approval.
All right. So I will make a motion to approve. Now my computer went off, so I don't have the number. Thank you. S-2216, Village Center Commercial, as a revised preliminary site plan, with final site plan having to come back with us with the contingency that they must have a letter from DelDOT saying that parking in the front yard setback does not interfere with any of their plans as far as the byway and everything else that has to go there.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan S-22-16 Village Center Commercial as a preliminary and subject to the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is site plan S-22-21 Lands of Height 4 LLC preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of four single-family dwellings to be located on one parcel of land. This plan includes parking, landscaping, utilities, and other site improvements. The proposal is supported by conditional use number 2262, which was approved by the Sussex County Council on November 16, 2021 through ordinance number 2812. This application will be participating in the Transportation Improvement District, and the plan has received a letter of no objection from the Department of Transportation dated June 6, 2022. The plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 686. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals, and should the commission desire to act favorably, it's requested that all final approvals be made by staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the preliminary site plan S-22-21 Lands of Height 4 LLC with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to approve preliminary site plan S-22-21 Lands of Height 4 LLC as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Grotto's Pizza Corporate Office preliminary site plan.
Just for the record, Mr. Chairman, before we begin on this one, I am not going to participate in this one.
Okay. Very good.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a three-story, 24,308-square-foot, more or less, mixed-use building to function as corporate office space on the first floor for the Grotto's Pizza restaurant chain, 12 varying size apartment units on the second and third floors, associated parking, and other site improvements. The improvements are to be located on the east side of Bay Vista Road, Sussex County Route 273A, and on the south side of Coastal Highway Route 1 and lie within the combined highway corridor overlay zone. Staff have also received a request to permit 14 parking spaces to be located within the front yard setback. The preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the provisions of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 170.03. Zoning is General Commercial C1 District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Whitehouse, on this one, are they in the front yard setback because they're considered having two front yards?
They only have one because it's where their original frontage was, but this parcel was subdivided and cut out from a larger parcel in the past. So it depends on which one you call the front. I would determine that their coastal highway frontage is actually the front, which is 60 feet, and that's those spaces there. If you look at this space over here, you can see that these spaces here are more than 60 back.
Okay. Yeah. When I was reading there, I saw in the letters that there was information about more than one front yard setback, so I was...
I think that relates to the corner front setback, because where you have frontage on two roads on a corner front, so this one's quite unusual because it was a larger parcel that was previously subdivided, but I would take it as having its principal main front yard setback onto the north side of the parcel, and then the other has a separate lesser setback of 15 feet. So.
And they have given right-of-way to Department of Transportation already, correct?
They would have to in order to get their letter of no objection, so that would be a requirement. This is a preliminary, so we haven't seen all those letters yet, so they have to go through DLOT's process. So.
Okay. So. I mean, this is one of those projects that I'm actually kind of excited about because they're doing what we're hoping people will do, is put a business with apartments on top of it, so I don't want to be a jerk about it. Anyway. So I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for the Grotto Pizza corporate office mixed use.
Do you want the letter to be provided?
Yeah, with the requirement they get a letter from the Department of Transportation that we see that letter before we...
So you want this to come back for final, yeah, which we can do, yep.
Yes, please.
Second.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for Grotto Pizza corporate office as a preliminary and subject to the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2004-17, the villages at Red Mill Pond South, request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend conditions of approval for the revised final subdivision plan for the villages at Red Mill Pond South, subdivision 2004-17, as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 24th, 2019. On August 2nd, 2022, staff received a formal request to amend condition number 11 of the plan's approval. Due to recent revisions and updates to the proposed amenities, the applicant requests that condition 11, which states, quote, all amenities and recreational facilities shall be constructed and open for use by the residents of the development within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit, end quote, be amended to June 23rd, 2023. This standard AR1 subdivision contains 177 single-family lots on 82.1 acres, more or less, and it is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 170. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
And Mr. Chairman, if I could add, I don't know if the Commissioner saw this in your supplemental packet. Following some discussion with the applicant, we asked for a timeline to be provided so that we could show the Commission what the construction timetable looks like, and that has been scanned and included in your supplemental packet. So.
I saw that.
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
Yep.
Yeah, good.
And if they don't, then what do we do?
If they don't comply with their conditions of approval, then they have two choices. They can either request further revisions, or that could affect the issuance of building permits. So we have a high degree of comfort here that they're going to meet this timetable.
I mean, they're pretty much underway.
Yeah, they'll make that.
Well, so this is one that, recall, the Commission granted an extension on, and it turned out that extension wasn't sufficient, just in terms of when it would have concluded versus when they were starting. I do want to ask Mr. Whitehouse, for the record, or staff, do we have We talked about it the last time around, but since it's come up again and it's technically a different application, do we have information that the property owners in there, or a sufficient number of them, are in support of this extension?
I thought we already saw, maybe I've gone into, I thought this was one where we actually saw the list of the homes.
I think we did. But
we heard that there was a list. I don't know that we got a list.
That's why I was asking.
I think the list was submitted with the first request.
Yeah. But it wasn't in the packet was the issue, I think. That's why I asked the question this time. Does staff have a list that confirms that property owners are okay with this request? Just so that we're all clear.
Yeah, and
because it came up last time after the fact. That's why we want to make sure.
No, it should be this file.
Because there is one in the packet that lists property owners, but I'm just not sure what that necessarily tells us.
Well, I've been doing this too long. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm sure I saw signatures.
Yeah, you've seen them.
Yeah.
Just not sure where.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which job? Yeah, or which project?
Which
one
was that? Or which that? Yeah. Yeah, which that did we see?
Yes.
So how many
extensive list?
How many lots are there, and how many signatures are there?
So 177 lots.
Yes, I recall it was not everybody, but it was more than a majority.
And the number of lots may not be the determinative factor, because if the developer still owns some, it's more the number, the majority of the number of lots that have been sold.
I have around 70 signatures.
Okay.
I would feel more comfortable if we had a good accounting. In other words, how many COs?
So we.
That map is available on the website.
Yeah, so this is.
And when you say that there's 70 signatures,
there's
does that.
More. There's an additional page.
Let's do this, if I can make a suggestion to the commission. So they've got an extension now that takes us through January, so they're good on that. Whether you grant it or not tonight is not going to impair their ability to keep on moving forward. Let's get that information, bring it back, then everybody knows.
That is a smart decision.
Thanks.
Make a motion to table this to receive further information about the signatures of the residents and lot owners.
A second.
Moved and seconded to table subdivision 2004-17 Villages at Red Mill Pond South, request to amend condition of approval pending receipt of further information. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is subdivision 2018-34 Keystone Bay, request for a time extension.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request for a time extension for the preliminary major subdivision plan of Keystone Bay 2018-34. Specifically, the applicant has requested a 6-month time extension to the original expiration date of January 23, 2020. The proposed deadline would become June 23, 2020. Included in the published packet are the minutes from the preliminary review and statement justifications provided by Solutions. It's not correct.
No, we're having a cell phone malfunction.
Yeah, sorry,
You're fine. It wasn't you.
Still not right. It's June 23rd, 2026.
Yeah, the proposed deadline would become June 23rd, 2023, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I don't. Truthfully, this is the one I was upset about to begin with, so I'm not voting for it anyway. So, why don't you make a motion, Mr. Hopkins, or
well,
swing it?
Are there any questions think
I read all the stuff. They were like, well, you know, things slowed down because there was COVID and we couldn't do this. And it sounded like it was more theirs rather than problems from other departments. Am I correct on that?
I think it's production.
Is it?
Do you mind telling us again what was the original what was the original requirement? Was it a percentage of the total or was it a time?
No, this one is just preliminary site plan. It's just
straight up getting
expired. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the time period for converting their preliminary to final had expired. And so they're basically asking to, I think if I understand it right, revive their preliminary at this point, right? Because it expired January of 2020.
No, next year. January 23rd.
No, it should be, it should be 2023. The preliminary approval is still valid.
Okay.
They're within their three-year time frame, so it should, the original expiration is January 23rd, 2023, and that will become June 23rd.
Okay.
2023.
July 23rd.
To clarify.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Then I'm okay. We're fine.
Yes. The preliminary approval is still valid.
Okay.
Our apologies for that.
I was confused. All right.
I was.
No, that was my.
Thank you. I feel better now.
Not correct.
All right. So I make a motion to approve the request for a time extension for 2018-34 Keystone Bay.
Second.
So move to
state, Mr.
And
Chairman.
To June 23rd, or July 23rd of 2023.
Is that the date?
That's the date right there. I'm reading it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
July 23rd?
July 23rd, 2023 is okay. What Jason Passelwitz wrote in his
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. So if that's not what he wants, then
all right. That's
fine.
I just want to make sure we have a date in the motion. That's why I asked.
Yep, that's
thank you.
That. Yeah. Thank you. So that's the motion.
A second.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to grant the request for a time extension to July 23rd, 2023. For subdivision 2018-34 Keystone Bay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item is lands of Shirley Ann Gregory, minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 9.781 acre more or less parcel of land into one lot and residual lands off a 30-foot ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 1 consists of 1.876 acres and the residual lands consist of 7.905 acres more or less. The property is located on the southeast corner of Old Stage Road, Sussex County Route 68, and Coachman Lane, Sussex County Road 454B. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District and the tax parcel is District 532, Map 14, Parcel 17. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. If the commission desires to act favorably on this plan, final approvals are requested made by staff.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Shirley Ann Gregory, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I'll second that.
The move is seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement for lands of Shirley Ann Gregory with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Christopher T. and Sandra M. Kirk, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 2.083 acre more or less parcel of land into one lot and residual lands off a 50-foot ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot 1 consists of 1.023 acres and the residual lands consist of 1.06 acres. The property is located on the northwest side of County Seat Highway, Route 9. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Tax parcel is District 132, Map 13, Parcel 21.03. Staff are awaiting agency approvals, and if the commission desires to act favorably on this, we request for final approvals to be made by staff.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Christopher T. and Sandra M. Kirk, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of the 50-foot easement for lands of Christopher T. and Sandra M. Kirk with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Gordon D. Heathman, trustee, minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of 3.078 acres, more or less, parcel of land into one lot and residual lands off a 30-foot ingress egress access easement. Proposed lot one consists of 1.699 acres and the residual lands consist of 1.379 acres. The property is located on the east side of Thoroughgoods Road, Sussex County Route 333. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The zoning is GR General Residential District. Tax parcels District 233, Map 5, Parcel 189. Staff are awaiting agency approvals, and if the commission desires to act favorably, we request for approval. Final approvals to be made by staff.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve a minor subdivision off a 30-foot easement for lands of Gordon D. Heathman, trustee, with final by staff after receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 30-foot easement for lands of Gordon D. Heathman, trustee, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, moving on to old